This meeting to order. This is our annual stakeholders meeting, and we did it a little different today. There's a couple empty seats up here, so if you're a hotelier or interested community, please feel free to do it. There's also food. This is different than we've done. We actually did this as a regular board meeting, and we welcomed everybody here. So it is a little different format, but I think we'll like this a little better. We're here today for all of you. We need feedback today, so I'm going to say that a couple times today. So first, I'm going to go over, I want to welcome you to the 2014 annual stakeholders meeting. We, of course, appreciate your participation just for getting out here today, and we look forward to hearing your thoughts, ideas, concerns, and, of course, your suggestions today. Here's our agenda. I'm going to review this. I want to kind of start with a quick review of the agenda. Everybody can look up at the screen here. We've got our agenda. We're going to be looking forward this year. We want to talk about our vision of this next year. More importantly, we want to hear your views on what the near future holds so we can bring your thinking into our planning process this year. To start the meeting, I'd like to share some of my thoughts, especially regarding our primary business objectives for the coming year. I'm also pleased that I will be able to introduce our new executive director to you, Brent Haugen. Next, we'll hear comments from Christine Johnson. Christine is our designated liaison to the City Council. Our treasurer will follow up with a financial report. John Sorgenfrey will talk about our media plan. He will present about 25% of what we've done and then about 75% of what we're doing in the fiscal 2015. We'd also like to bring you up to date on a very developing topic everybody's aware of, Visit San Luis Obispo County Sustainable Funding. We will spend quite some time today dealing with that at the end of our meeting. Again, that's going to where we're going to ask for feedback. Last but most importantly will be our open forum. Our media plan, our budgets, and our business plans are all still in draft form. So everything you see today is a draft. This will not be finalized until we hear from all of our stakeholders. That's why we've invited you here today. So it will be important that you, if you're not comfortable today speaking, some people don't like to speak today, or if you're out there in the public watching, please email us. Please reach out to us. We are here. We work for you. Brent has it in a new location. It's easily accessible with adequate parking. It's open 8 hours per day, 362 days per year. And the center is funded with city funds and managed by the Bureau. Through our partnership with the city, we now have a separate and distinct regional marketing program. It's designed to attract visitors within a single-day round-trip drive. This is not heads in beds. This is your coming out to a restaurant. This is your day trippers. These are our future customers, though, down the line. So this is very important to us. Included in the regional marketing is an event grant program where we give out $40,000 in grant funds, which is awarded annually. We do have an event grant policy that we go by when we give out those funding. Regional marketing is entirely funded by the city. We designed and implemented an aggressive destination marketing program through TJA Advertising and Mental Marketing. They're focusing heavily towards the online delivery. John Sorgenfrey will talk about this later in his presentation. We also purchased the domain name morobay.org from the Morobay Chamber of Commerce. Morobay.org will ultimately become the property of the city. We also retained Strategic Marketing Group. Carl Roboto came out and did a great presentation. He did a brand audit. We are evaluating his recommendations for implementing many of those, which we're already doing, and we'll plan to implement more. Now we'll move on to 2015 and what our list of objectives are for 2015. As you can see, this has been a busy year, but rather dwelling on where we've been, I think it's important that we look at where we will be looking, where we will be in the future. For fiscal 2015, which is July 1st of 2014 through June 30th of 2015, and I just want to remind everybody of that because we do work on a fiscal year because we are partners with the city. We are budgeting for a third consecutive year of double-digit growth, an additional 10%. Lodging revenues are projected to top $27 million. And how are we going to grow that? With Brent on board as our new executive director, we hope to focus more on direct sales, which is going to be tour operators, sporting events, performing arts, clubs, all those niche markets that we need to go after, and actually selling our destination. We'll focus on the shoulder and off seasons. Brent's here today, so we have time over these next peak season to really work on what we want to do for fall and winter, which is why it's really important for that stakeholder feedback. We will continue to invest and focus on our online tourism promotions, and John will talk a little bit more detailed about that later. We will increase our emphasis on social media, public relations, and again, John will address that. It's important to grow our partnership with the city on tourism-related economic development programs, an example to the Main Street, Morro Bay and Bloom, ecotourism, Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce, bike trails, expanded related attractions and events. There's no shortage of opportunity. With the focus and the coordination, we can really accomplish anything. We have expanded the visitor center reach, or we will plan to expand the visitor center reach. We have a visitor center to go that should be out by summer. This will be an electric mobile vehicle that will be actually traveling through the Embarcadero and throughout town. It'll be a little, hopefully, woody surfboard look. And so the additional funds that we had left over from the visitor center, we went ahead and are working on this electric visitor center. So I'm very excited for that to come out for summer. We'll take advantage of recommendations in our strategic marketing group as well.
I've been instrumental on, you know, creating the successes that we've seen in 2014 from Karen Moss, the previous executive director, to our board, to our very dedicated and talented staff. We have great vendors, but we also have our stakeholders too. We're all very much a representative of the destination for Morro Bay. So I feel very, very fortunate to be a part of that team. As you can see with the 2015 initiatives, there's a lot of work to be done, but we can't do it alone. We definitely need your insight, your feedback. We definitely want you to be asking those thoughtful questions. So I do welcome that. In my first 4 days, I've actually started doing listening sessions with a lot of the stakeholders, and I will actually continue to do that through my time with the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau. So again, I do invite anybody to stop by my office. I'm at 850 A Shasta Avenue. You can also email me at brent@cmorrobay.org, or you can call my office and set up a time just to come and meet with me. And that number is 225-1570. Again, I welcome any ideas, insights. We are working collectively together, and as Michelle had talked about, we are going to create that vision for Morro Bay, and we do invite you to be a part of that. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, Brent. Now I'll introduce Christine Johnson. Thank you for coming this morning. I appreciate it. We're very anxious to hear a council member's perspective on the future of tourism in Morro Bay. And I want to thank you for always being at our meetings. You are the first liaison that is consistently there and watching. And so thank you, because that's important. That's what that partnership's all about. So I'll turn it over to Christine.
Okay, thank you very much. I didn't realize I was going to get to sit down and give my remarks. This year is very comfortable. Thank you, and good morning. I appreciate coming. I was thinking about coming as being your liaison this year, and the reason I think it's so exciting is it's like going on a mini vacation every time I come to the meeting. And we all get to look at I get to look at the destination, Morro Bay, every day, and think about it from a tourism perspective. So I find myself stopping, pulling over to the side, picking up garbage. I mean, I'm more than I probably did before, because I'm looking at it through that visitor's eyes. And I get that experience from attending and paying attention to things that this board of volunteers, I probably forgot to tell you, but other than Brent, this entire board, they're volunteers. And it's a very highly engaged volunteer activity. It's really not like maybe showing up to do a beach cleanup once a month or so. It's a very intense experience, and they give a lot of their time and hours spent on moving Morro Bay forward with a very organized and thoughtful marketing program. And in case you don't know, most of them have their own businesses to run as well. So it really is like a full-time job on top of a full-time job. So I think sometimes we forget that about our advisory boards, but this one in particular spends a lot of time doing things that as a public, you know, as a member of the public and as a resident, they're really crafting who we are as our community, and I just want to recognize their volunteer effort for that. So thank you, all of you. Okay, so what I realize is that today really is a celebration, and when you see 10% projected TOT increase, I mean, you really want to just jump up and say, oh my gosh, yay. So an incredible position to be in this year for all of that for them. I find myself at stop signs, maybe because I have a car that's easily recognizable. I don't know. But I also tend to, go ahead, you can go first. It's all right. I mean, because you never know if it could be a visitor. So these are things that all of us can do every day You don't have to be the liaison to the tourism bureau to feel that way about your town. And I think it helps us all just feel much more proud about who we are. So we definitely are committed from a city standpoint to the success of the tourism effort here. And thank you to the taxpayers for also coming along with that. So some things that are really exciting are, Michelle gave you some highlights, and I just wanted to maybe point out three of those that I think are particularly exciting, and that is to really establish a regional marketing activity, or, well, program, really. And it was kind of a combination of activities. I think one thing that we did that the Tourism Bureau helped with was a Shop Local campaign, and it kind of got us thinking about shopping local again. So I hope that that will be continued in other ways by other organizations, perhaps. I think that we did see a really nice ad that was recently on, I think, Charter, that the Morro Bay Merchants Association put out. So I think that, I don't know directly if it was inspired by a Shop Local campaign, but it is a Shop Local ad. So hopefully we have helped remind ourselves, and just, you know, me in particular, as well as all of us, that every time we buy one item here, it's supporting overall the city of Morro Bay. So I appreciate the regional marketing focus that we took on this year. I also think that it seems like there's always something exciting on the Facebook page. I find myself tuning into it all the time, like, oh, wow, look at what's going on in Morro Bay. There's been an incredible increase in social marketing on our Morro Bay Visitors Facebook page. And, you know, it does just remind us as residents, it's a great thing. We live in a fantastic city, and we should take advantage of it. So if you haven't become a friend of that, I would encourage you to do so. And then you can also see where the marketing effort's going, because you can see the things that are being promoted through that Facebook page. And it's a public Facebook page. You don't have to be a lot of people ask, well, I'm not a Facebook member and I don't want to be, but this is a public page that you can access through the internet. And then another exciting activity I know that this board worked hard on was to improve the website itself for visitors. So there's been a lot of effort and energy to get the website responsive so we can continue to bring in new visitors, but also keep those that are already on the hook for Morro Bay, keep them coming back. So the tourism, if you haven't visited lately, I would encourage you to go on. What I really liked about it recently was there's a whole list of events that are coming up for the next several months. So even for all of us, we want to know, well, what's going on in the city if you have guests coming in from a residence perspective? You can see all the things that are happening to plan your personal calendar as well. Or maybe you want to get out of town if something coming. It's whatever you want to do. It's very helpful to have all of that in one place, because I think sometimes we don't have things all in one place. But I really appreciated that sidebar right when you get on the homepage. So remind me, is it Visit Morro Bay, the site?
Morrobay.org.
Okay, great. Yep. So Morrobay.org will get you right there. And then I think I'd also, at this point, just like to say that this council was very supportive of the work of the previous director, the inaugural director, of Karen Moss. She brought some great energy and creativity to the first ever program. And then I think what she really helped do was set up Brent for success. And Michelle mentioned the Caro Roboto marketing audit that was presented to the public. I appreciate that, too. That was extra time and effort to have that go on to AGP and have it. What we have coming up relatively soon is how will Morro Bay participate in the county regional marketing opportunity? So that's already been discussed. You have two members from your board, Joan Solu and John Myers, already attending those meetings that have been going on for, Stacey maybe even can tell you, it's nearly a year, I believe. Okay, so, wow. Yeah, since last October, there's been intense discussion in the tourism community countywide about where to go. So the board has been very transparent about what's happening. They've brought Stacey to several meetings. Some of Stacey's board members from the county have come to our Morro Bay meetings. So stakeholders, this is very important for you to give the board feedback on this and for the community as well. So that's a very important decision. I know that I will be watching and listening to that discussion. I've attended several of Stacey's countywide meetings. I'm sorry, Stacey Jacob is the director of Visit Slo County. I didn't properly introduce her, and she's here this afternoon too. So that's a big decision. So please give honest feedback to your board and to the community as a whole for that, this regional effort. So therefore, moving forward, I'm trying to wrap it up now. Thank you. I'm probably going to sound like a broken record, but economically speaking, where I think I see the city going in terms of the funds that are spent for tourism marketing, and you know, that's really about $800,000, you know, give or take, or this city is spending on marketing. So it's a very large chunk of the economy going out, and it's, you know, a hybrid between the stakeholders giving their money, their self-assessment, and then the city, kicking in some as well. So really what I think would be advantageous to all of us is to get ourselves organized and work on that five-year economic development strategy so that we're able to properly fund what it is we think we're doing for our economy. And the way to do that is by following what Carl said. I'll go back to Carl Roboto's comments. Work together. So we can't have a viable economic strategy unless we all buy into it and we all have a role in crafting it together. So work together. Measure what you do. Right now, we don't have economic measures. We can't tell you beyond your TOT and our sales tax revenue, are we really making an effort? And we're not sure, should we be putting more money into something and less money into something else? So these are really important questions that when we work together to develop an economic strategy, we'll be able to measure the outcome for 5 years. So we need to get started on that. And then there's really to continue to improve over the long term. The reason we are established in Morro Bay and the reason this board and you as stakeholders have made this investment in your business in Morro Bay is because it's a fantastic place to live and it's a great place to do business. So because it's a fantastic place to live and because we love to live here, so do visitors. They love coming here and escaping, you know, whatever their daily challenges are to come here. I mean, we've been really graced with incredible beauty. So to keep our visitors coming and to keep that revenue they generate to make our lifestyle what we've come to expect it to be, then I would just look forward to working together with all of you and with our other stakeholders in the community and other organizations to, you know, move our city forward. So thank you. So congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you, Christine. We appreciate it. I hope everyone here can stay. I want to remind a couple of things. If you want to speak when we get into the open forum, there's a microphone. AGP has requested that it's on financial performance as well. So shouldn't take too long, but do I keep talking on all this? Oh, yeah, no, I keep going. Please remember, though, the 2015 proposed budget has only been reviewed by the Finance Committee. So it will be taken up still by the board after we receive comments from you today. So, again, this is kind of draft form. It will be on the May agenda for approval, so please get any comments or questions to Brent by the end of April.
Do you speak now?
Thank you very much for that kind introduction. we'll start with the Visitor Center. We're going to go over budgets first and performance and budgets, and we'll start with the Visitor Center. This is our first full year of operation of the Visitor Center. We receive $100,000 a year from the city to run the Visitor Center. Any overage is paid for through the Bureau. We budgeted to come in at about $114,000 in expenses for the year, which was about $40,000 less than the Visitor Center cost the prior year. We actually have managed it to the point where we're forcasting to come in at about $97,500 for the year, so we will have reduced cost of operating the Visitor Center by about $55,000 per year. And hence, we're going to take the money we had budgeted, and that's where we're going to come up with the funds for our mobile visitor center or the visitor center to go. It's important to get the visitor center in front of the customers. So Saturdays when there's a lot of people down, the visitor center is going to be down in the Embarcadero where the customers are or you know, wherever they are. If it's 4th of July, it'll be down at Tidelands Park and so forth. Anyway, and we hope to have that out by the start of summer Memorial Day weekend. When we go on and talk about regional marketing, as Michelle mentioned, regional marketing is really after the day visitor, the people that are within a one-day trip to Morro Bay and get home and, you know, within the same day. We receive $116,000 a year from the City Council to run this program. We hope, based on performance, the City Council will continue to support this program going forward into next year. The biggest slice of this money is used to fund events. We currently have 11 events which we have authorized funds to be spent on for next year. The money we spend is primarily for marketing promotion. We see ourselves as a marketing and promotion organization. So when we grant funds to the Kite Festival or something like that, what we're really doing is becoming the marketing arm of the Kite Festival. So the grant funds are being spent for in areas of our what we would feel our expertise. I think that probably is okay for that one. I'm trying to move through this a little quickly to provide more time for some of our discussions. Let's go on to destination marketing. This is the assessment money. This year, our budget for assessment funds is $615,000. We budgeted a 10% increase. As we'll discuss in a minute, we're actually probably going to come in a little bit over that. For the coming year, we're budgeting another 10% increase, which will get assessment proceeds up to about $677,000. Let me point out here, we've got bureau-directed and agency-directed expenses. The bureau-directed expenses are what Brent spends directly, what he's making sure that we are properly funded. I think that probably we can come back for questions on these things, but I think that probably covers the destination marketing part of our effort. To talk a little bit about TOT, and I think this is this is the real good story. We're forecasting that this year we've got 8 months in the books. Through February, we were up 12% for the year. We forecast it at 10% up. We're actually up 12% through February. If we hold at 12% for the balance of the year, we will slightly exceed what would be about $25.1 million of lodging revenues for the city of Morro Bay. The Tourism Bureau came into existence in June of 2009, so our first year of operation was 2010. So in the time period between 2010 and estimated this June 2014, the compound effect of growth in lodging revenues is 36% right on the nose. Some of that's the economy. Some of it is the hoteliers yourselves. You've invested in rooms. We haven't added many rooms to inventory, but we've improved the rooms we've got. And hopefully some of that has been the effect of the marketing through the T-bid for the funds that have been raised through the assessment. So, at the end of the day, by the end of this year, there's going to be an extra $7 million worth of cash that is going to be spread among the hoteliers in Morro Bay more than they had in 2010. And then as far as TOT exactly mirrors revenues, except this is what winds up in the city's coffers. It's entirely possible that we could hit $2.5 million of TOT this year. Again, it's a 36% increase over 2010. We're forecasting that for next year we will get very, very close to $2.75 million worth of TOT. So we're forecasting another 10% increase. And, of course, if we're a little ahead of budget this year, that gets us starts us on the way into next year on a good footing. It's just a darn positive story right now. And I think that's – I'll just let the numbers kind of speak for themselves.
Okay, now I'd like to introduce questions? No, I'm going to wait till the end. Now I'd like to introduce John Sorgenfrey. He's with TJ Advertising, and he's going to come up and present the media plan. This is all the media that you see around. Casey Knighton's here. She does all our social media. Christine mentioned earlier about Facebook and what a great job she does on that. She's responsible for that, and we're so proud of everything the agency and Casey have done. So I'm going to pretty much turn it over to John.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you all for coming today. It's nice to see you all. I would like to make a few introductions. Michelle did mention Casey, our social media director, is here, and she'll be speaking to you, later on in the presentation. Also, Rick Turton, who is our webmaster for the destination marketing that Michelle spoke about that we'll talk more about. And kind of the highlights of that, we wanted to see an increase in social media that had been done previously. We also conducted an audit of the website and determined what was necessary to do to improve the website. And Rick will speak on that when he comes up as well. And also looking at the creative and working on a strong call to action. In addition, we did some SEO work, search engine optimization, so the site would appear heavily on Google, ranking better. also through organic searches. A lot of Facebook postings, has been mentioned earlier in some of the remarks, and improved tactics, and then Facebook advertising to help grow that fan base, and we'll show you some of that growth when Casey comes up and speaks. And again, sort of some of the strategies on the media is getting away from some of the traditional print and doing more YouTube advertising, Facebook advertising, Google AdWords. These are also very trackable, so we wanted to have a mechanism in place so we could see how we were doing and how our improvements were going. In addition to that, a lot of online work with LATimes.com, San Jose Mercury News.com, Sunset, excuse me, and Visit California, which is the state of California's visitor site. Again, all of these very measurable, and that's one of the reasons why we decided to increase our exposure in these areas. Also, there was some discussion about increasing the website budget because there were some modifications we needed to do the website. And just so you are aware, the website is basically, we consider that our most important marketing tool, because everything we do, all of the ads, all the marketing, all the PR, all the social media is all funneled into the website. That's where we're directing our visitors to come, our potential visitors. We also increased the public relations budget. So just to kind of give you an idea a little bit about public relations, and mental marketing is taking the lead on this. We're working together to develop a better PR program. We've had several FAM trips. We've been working with Stacy's group at Visit San Luis Obispo, and they've been able to give us quite a few leads, and when those leads come through, we've been working with the journalist to host them. We've had travel journalists come. We're targeting adventure travel writers, family travel writers, advertorial media opportunities, and what that means basically, when we buy an ad in a particular publication, we're looking for that publication to give us a free article along with the ad. And as publications now struggle for ad revenue, that's an easier thing than it has been in the past. And then watchable wildlife. Also, we're doing blogging screening. It's unfortunately a good thing that we have a lot of bloggers out there, but probably 80% of them are looking for a free room and want to bring their family. And so we screen those to make sure they actually have a viable audience. We also screen journalists, because it's also true from a journalist standpoint. We try to make sure that they're, one, they're going to write something, and two, that there's somebody that's actually going to see what they're writing, other than their own family. And we're in the process of developing a brand new press kit. We're really excited about that, to be utilized for the media as well as for trade shows. And as Brent goes out on the road on his sales calls to get more business, this will be very helpful as well. Video is a big part of what we're doing. I'm going to show you a video at the end of our presentation that I hope you like. And it's going to be part of our new creative campaign that we'll be talking about. And then key event releases. So it's very important, as was mentioned, and so we feel that there's a lot of potential co-op opportunities that we can do with Wine Coast Country Group and that board. We've had some articles in Sunset Magazine, Bakersfield Life, Fresno Bee, Bakersfield Californian, and TV stations in Bakersfield and Fresno that we've been working with. And then getting back to the paid media tactics, as I mentioned, San Jose, LA Times, Bakersfield Life, Visit California, Fresno Bee, and Bakersfield Californian. And then also the TV stations in the Valley, Adventure Travel, websites, Sierra Magazine, that's part of the Sierra Club, 805 Living Magazine, and Travel 50 and Beyond. And I'll just mention that our target audience is an audience of about a drivable audience from, say, 4 to 5 hours. So if you would draw a circle around Morro Bay, that would be inclusive of the Valley, Bakersfield, Fresno. We all very familiar with that group and know that how important they are. But also to gain growth, we're continuing to expand our efforts in Southern California and Northern California. So we're not just after the Valley. We certainly don't want to forget them, because they're a very important part of coming to Morro Bay. But that Southern California market, Northern California market, we see that as the potential for a lot of growth. So with that, I'm going to let Casey come and tell you a little bit about social media.
Thank you. As John said, my name is Casey Knighton, and I handle all of the social media for Morro Bay. And I'm looking forward to meeting all the stakeholders, too, as well. And thank you all for being here. Really excited to share our success on social media with you just over the past year. We have had a 504% increase in Facebook fans. We went from 4,500 to over 27,000 just in 1 year. Our reach also increased over 150%. Engaged users, people who are liking and commenting and it really enhancing and connecting with our brand, increased by 95%. And then the weekly impressions of who is actually seeing that material and who's viewing the content that we're pushing out through social media and Facebook, 211% increase. If you aren't a fan of the Facebook page yet, I really encourage you to go on and like it. You can type in Morro Bay CA in the search bar of Facebook, or you can also go to facebook.com/Morro Bay California, located there as well. And we do a lot of postings about lodging and visiting, a lot of imagery focused, any YouTube videos, anything from the stakeholders that we see in the newsfeed or through your Facebook pages that we can also share and encourage people to come to Morro Bay through those outlets as well. A recap for our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/Morro Bay Travel. We had an increase in lifetime video views of 104%, an increase of monthly views of 480%, and monthly minutes watched by 584%, which is a great number to see because it shows that people aren't just going on and where you see a video view, they're actually watching minutes watched is increasing, so they're staying on and they're watching the content instead of watching it just for 30 seconds or 10 seconds and whatnot. So it's great to see those positive online. One thing with social media is because anybody can go and post online at any time and anything they want, we're not so much in control sometimes of our brand and the content, and they can go on and we must engage with them to protect our brand, to enhance our brand, and to always be reinforcing that positive encouragement. With our new ads that you've been seeing and the YouTube and the videos that we've been creating, which, as John said, we will show at the end of the presentation, we can create those into social media posts and put them across platforms. They can be on Twitter, they can be on YouTube, Pinterest. We also have Instagram, Facebook as well. So really creating that total brand enhancement cross-platform of any social media site as well. YouTube videos are becoming really key in the travel industry. 82% of leisure travelers watch videos on YouTube. 66% watch while thinking of where they want to travel next and searching for destinations. And 64% look when searching for a specific destination, but more importantly, choosing an accommodation. So they're on YouTube and they're searching, if they want to travel to Morro Bay, they're searching Morro Bay and looking at the videos, and that's going to make their ultimate decision if they want to come or not. So we're really becoming video focused and trying to enhance our brand on YouTube. Google also predicted that in 2016, video marketing would surpass any other form of social marketing, and it would become the number one. So, with social advertising, we are doing Facebook and YouTube ads, creating compelling ads that are enhancing the brand. Facebook and Twitter ads in 2013 generated more bookings in the travel industry than Google display ads. So it's important that we maintain that and stay up to date and competitive with our competitors. There's only 21% of brands that aren't advertising on Facebook, so it's just important that we're up there with them, because if 80% of brands are advertising, we need to stay up in the news feed and rank higher in the Facebook algorithm so that our stuff is being seen and that our ads are being shown as well. And as I said earlier, how we can't control what other people are going on and saying as much. We can monitor it, but it's with the internet, people are out there posting about your brand and kind of creating what their persona is about your brand for you. Social ads give you the control back, and you can go out and say the compelling stories and stories of what you want to tell and what you want people to recognize your brand as. So it gives the control back to you. And the good thing about ads is that if something isn't working and you're not seeing the results you want, you can immediately change it online on Facebook. You don't have to wait weeks, you can go on instantly and make the modifications to reach the targeted people that you want to be getting engagements with. Our Facebook and YouTube posts are very imagery focused. People are seeing so much content all the time. Sometimes you don't even realize that it's an ad that's coming through on your news feed and whatnot. And so you want to have a very go sharing through social media as well. 42% of stories shared on Facebook are travel related. So it's just important that we are constantly on there with that engaging content, with those imagery posts, and letting people be able to share with us and engage with them to maintain maintain our brand and enhance that. And I think that might be it. I'm going to introduce Rick Turton to speak about the website stats and the year review.
Okay, good morning, everyone. In my world of DMO websites, there's really only two versions. There's one that uses an OTA, an online travel agency, and one that uses the referral method. And we use the referral method. You can either come to the lodging properties one of two ways, either by going on Jackrabbit or going through the hotel webpage. And so one of the things that you'll see here is where we came from when we took over the website and where we're at now. One of the things to remember, too, I've updated the web stats. March didn't have Easter week in it, when last year it did. And all I do is always, when I'm looking at these stats, is combine March into April and kind of average the two out. But actually, I'll update some of these stats with you for March. And in March, even without Easter week, we saw some really good increases. So there's your stats for the previous year. And then here is the year-to-date in 2014. Let me update a couple of these. The hotel page views is now up to 93% year-to-date. The organic searches is now up to 25%. Save lodging referrals for last. It was 36% for the first 2 months. Now it's up to 47%. And to me, that's the best ROI that we can show you on this website. In my world of DMOs, I always like to think that the DMO website can create 3 to 5% of the total lodging sales. If your lodging sales are at $24 million, that's $720,000 worth of sales that should be generated when you apply a look-to-book ratio that we're all familiar with, a conversion rate and everything, and your ADR. That's where I try to shoot it for. And so last year, we did 60,000 referrals. This year, I'm hoping to go 90,000 referrals. Lodging referrals. And so we're at the 47% level. It's in the ballpark right now. So anyway, those are what we've done in the past. So if you click it, and we'll go on and see. Now, we've dealt with the website for a while now, and so the website is functioning obviously well, but there are some things that we've run up against. Peter and I basically handle the content. He's the number one guy to handle the content updates, like the calendar and everything that Christine referred to and everything. But we found some lack of flexibility in the template. Currently, the site is built on a WordPress format, and the template chosen is called GeoCities. It works well, but it's not real flexible. One of the big things that we found is it is not responsive, which means we're maintaining two websites. We have two websites, one a mobile website, and one the regular network version and the tablet version. And so that's one of the things that we found is that would be nice to have as far as the future to, you know, basically suggest that this is something that you consider in your financial budget. So what else do we got? The blog needs to be, we want to bring the blog up because we're spending a lot of time with the social media. Right now the blog is in the sidebar. We can't really bring it up to the top and elevate it in the level. We want to be able to increase the visibility of the social media. What would be nice is to drop a video player in there with video jukebox, because we're going to be a lot. Instead of just having one enhanced video, you have a video player that has a main video, and then over on the side, you've probably seen it as a scrolling list of other videos that you can click on and give you a much better video experience, because as John's going to show you, he's got this killer video at the end, and it would be nice to enhance and show that on the website. You know, spring more visible. Well, you can see it's basically I just... I hate reading the bullets because I know everybody in the audience, I think, can read pretty well. But so I just kind of wander around on it. So is there anything else, Casey? Is that it? So, John, you're up.
So the next area we wanted to cover was the creative. And the process for this is that there is a creative subcommittee that's part of the Tourism Bureau. We met with the creative subcommittee. When we first got started, though, we had ongoing ad needs. So we suggested having a strong call to action and having a contest associated with our ads. These are mostly online ads that you're seeing here that, as I mentioned earlier, like LA Times, San Jose, possibly over in the valley. And so this was to enter a getaway to come to Morro Bay that included dining and lodging and activities. And so we kind of started with this campaign, and then we moved on to the next campaign, which was the new creative. And this started from Carl Roboto was mentioned earlier about a brand audit. We kind of worked through having him come and addressing the awareness of the brand. I had quite a bit of experience with this because it was my firm over a decade ago that came up with Discover Your Better Nature. There had been some evolvements from that, and at the creative subcommittee and through Carl Roboto's research, it really was about the nature in Morro Bay. In advertising, you try to look for what the unique selling point is. I mean, what is it? What's in it for the visitor, and what do you have over somebody else? And whether it's toothpaste or whether it's tourism, that's really the secret of good advertising. And I've been in the business long enough to remember when it was called positioning, then it was called strategic planning, and then it was called something else. Now it's called branding. But they really all come down to one thing: what do we have over the competition? And when you think about it with other destinations, they you know, many have very beautiful areas to explore, but nothing like Morro Bay and as far as the uniqueness of it. So there was another element of this, though, that we didn't want to abandon, and that was Discover Morro Bay, which had been the positioning and the branding for the last couple of years. But we felt that branding, to stand by itself, was too general, because, again, one of the tests that you can do is if you can put your brand on a competitor, then you haven't done your job. In other words, if you can put Discover Pismo Beach or Discover Monterey, it's still a strong brand, but it doesn't necessarily get down to the nuances of, again, what do we have over somebody else? So it was to not go back necessarily to Discover Your Better Nature, but not to abandon that, not to abandon Discover Morro Bay, but to come up with the creative subcommittees. We had two different campaigns, but the good news was that we liked them all. And we felt like that this campaign as a sub-campaign could work with the ads you just previously saw. And again, this really helps to define and make more specific Discover Morro Bay, because as you have Discover Morro Bay, then a natural headline to that to encourage the visitor is to ask them, have they ever done this? Have they ever hiked the sand spit? Have they ever kayaked? And I think our video that you're going to see in a moment is going to really reflect that. So this campaign can go on for many, many, many years if we so desire, because we have a lot of things that people have never done that they can do in Morro Bay, and that's really the essence of that concept. You can see, and so this, one of the things is you see these large blow-ups, the reality is we'll probably never run an ad this big, but they look great on an easel, and they're easily read, but the reality is that most of our creative is in the form of online ads. And you see, this is, again, when you design a campaign, you want to start with about this size and work your way down to a banner ad. And if they work well in all those different functions, then you have a strong campaign. And as it relates to print, we felt like that this was a really interesting way to go. We could have three different ever done in Morro Bay. As you go through a magazine, I'm sure you've all seen where there's a small spaced ad, maybe like a third of a column, and then you turn the page and there's another ad that tells part of that story, and then another ad. So that's the suggestion here. And the thing that we like about this is that, as you can see, normally when you run a fractional ad like this, for the same cost, we can have three pages, and we're always surrounded by editorial, as opposed to being stacked on top of somebody else's ad. So that was the concept there. And this is a visitor's guide cover that we recently did, and John O'Brien worked on the creative for this. And this also translated into, we had an opportunity to go on the buses that Silverado does, the tour buses. This will be driving all over California, and it's a moving billboard. And then the billboard that you all see as you come into town, which is getting a bit faded, needs to be replaced. This is the new concept for this. And these are still concepts. The creative subcommittee still is going to be looking at this. And also, I should mention that as a part of this, we're in the process right now ongoing by doing a major photo shoot and getting some new photo assets. We have a lot of beautiful photos. We're very fortunate to have a lot of very talented photographers in Morro Bay. So we're covered kind of with the scenics, but what we need are activities. We need people wine tasting and people dining. And to really pull those off effectively, you have to set those up with models and lighting, and we're in the process of doing that. So now I'd like to show you the video, and I think this will be a good example of how video can coordinate with the print, with the online, and if it works, we'll be in business. So we're going to have that which you could probably tell is mostly activities. We're going to do dining and lodging, have you ever. I would imagine that this would be at least three or four different series, and then also including different, you saw some people were featured, others were not, trying to be more inclusive and have a lot more representation of everybody in the community. But that will go on YouTube. That will also serve for YouTube ads, and it will also enhance the campaign that we talked about. So that's our presentation.
Thank you, John, so very much. And thank you for all of to TJA and Mental Marketing and Rick and Casey. You know, you guys all do such a great job. And that video, to me, is just so exciting. When I saw it, I was can't help but get excited, because that's what it's all fun, that PR fun stuff. So now, unfortunately, we're going to change it to a different. Now we get to go all that fun stuff, and we're going to turn it over to Visit San Luis Obispo Sustainable Funding. Joan and John Myers have been working with Stacy Jacobs and her team over at Visit San Luis Obispo on this huge topic of sustainable funding. So wish we could have had that all day, but we do have to go back to business, unfortunately. And this is a big topic, as you all know. So Joan Solu and John Myers will provide a summary of this is kind of an educational part. So I'm going to turn it over to those guys, and they'll give you a bunch of information.
Always tough to follow all the fun. So the first thing I'm going to say is don't shoot the messengers. And we are here today to basically explain some of the processes to you, explain what's out there on the table, and then really the process is to get feedback from you, our community, and to hear from you, because this is the point we're at is a gathering information point. So as we say that, let us begin. We have a guest here today with us. John and I have been attending the Visit San Luis Obispo County meetings since about October, when our board was invited to attend on behalf of the lodging community in Morro Bay. Our guest today is Stacy Jacob, who is the executive director of the Visit Slo brand. And she is going to be available during the question and answer period that will follow this hopefully very short presentation. And I go forward which way, Michelle? Sorry. Okay, sorry. Working out logistics here. Okay, very quickly. This is actually the last slide, right? Okay. So we will come back to that at the very end. We will start with the Visit Slo County, and it is called, for Visit Slo County, it's called a tourism marketing district. So let's call it what it's being called, which is the first thing is tourism marketing district. In Morro Bay, we're a TBID, Business Improvement District. This is a tourism marketing district. So as I refer to those, try and keep those two things separate but equal in your minds. The Tourism Marketing District would encompass every community or municipality in San Luis Obispo County. It would be a 5-year tourism marketing district with a sunset clause at the end of 5 years. At this time, the Board of Supervisors is determining that they would like to have all business and experience with them. So we'd like to have those conversations opened up in a dialogue with Brent and Stacy because they're very neutral parties. So we'd like your feedback to go to them over the next month. And at the end of about the next 21 days, the hotel motel lodgers will be receiving a survey from the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau, taking a straw poll on hearing your voice on what you would like to do with the TMD Marketing District. So we will be asking for a straw poll from you at the end of the next 21 days, and then that will come back in its final format to the board meeting in May, to the Tourism Bureau board meeting in May. So once the lodging members in May decide whether or not, through a straw poll, that they would either like to deny or move forward, then the city council will determine if they will also be interested in having a 1% ordinance move forward. And the ordinance number we're talking about is 1%. The County Tourism Marketing District board structure, there's been a lot of questions about how would the board structure be, how could Morro Bay, one of the smallest communities, be represented equally. You can see here that each municipality is represented by a color, and each municipality has one equal vote. And you see a large purple area there. That is where there are four at-large votes. Those, and for some reason, didn't appear on this slide, but the bottom you see kind of, or you, on the upper left, you see a large lavender area. That represents four votes. What that is, you can have a volunteer from your community step forward, and they can be appointed to that board. They must be a lodging representative, so they would have to be somebody who is assessed, either a hotel, motel, vacation rental, or RV park, could step forward and say, I'd like to also be on the board. So besides Morro Bay's guaranteed one-person seat, they could pick up an additional two seats, one representing vacation rentals, one representing RV parks in addition. So Morro Bay could have a weighted vote on the board, but so could Pismo, so could Paso Robles. So it's all about getting your community to put some solid volunteers forward. Board terms and offices, three-year board terms staggered very much like your TBID board locally here, an officer team, a chairperson, vice chair, treasurer, and secretary, just like your current tourism bureau. And our lodging options here for Morro Bay Lodging Community are denial. That would determine that Morro Bay Tourism would have no opportunity to participate in the countywide marketing strategy for 5 years. In other words, tourism marketing would continue on for the county of San Luis Obispo, but it would not include Morro Bay. So that's what denial would mean. Support would mean that the hoteliers and the next step for the hoteliers is the hoteliers and the Tourism Bureau. We need to work together to determine where we want, would like to see a 1% TMD funding come from. Support would also determine that the city and Visit San Luis Obispo County would likely work together to bring the vacation rentals and RV parks into discussions on partnership. Morro Bay Hotel Assessment funded at a 0.5% additional, I'm sorry, 0.5% coming out of our current Morro Bay TBID budget. Then there would be a contract with the city of Morro Bay, an additional 0.5 assessment for a total of a 3.5 assessment. So there would be a 50-50 split, 0.5 additional, 0.5 coming out of what we're currently assessing ourselves. Finally, we have a third option for your consideration, which is a 1% additional assessment funded totally from within the existing Morro Bay TBID assessment funds, thus reducing the funding to the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau to 2% and pulling a 1% of the hotelier assessment out and putting that into the TMD. And when we talk about when we're talking about the 0.5%, when we're talking about 2 and 3, we're discussing just the hotel-related monies. The vacation rentals, again, and RV parks would need to create a partnership with the Visit SLO and the City Council to come together in discussion and determining what direction they'd like to go. And I'm going to zip back very quickly to the very first slide. Sustainable funding options. This is, I think, a very clear slide for everyone to take a look at. As discussed before during the budget time, when John Myers covered the budget, the Bureau, or rather the TBID, started assessing in June of 2009. So 2010 was the first year that we assessed. And we've had climbing revenue in tourism, thankfully, ever since. What John did here was to take and show you that a projection for 2016, and John, I'm going to have you just explain what the difference is between the orange and the purple. I think this is a very telling slide, and it's terrific for conversation.
The as I mentioned before, the TBIT started, first full year of operation was 2010, and that year the assessment or our budget was $457,000. Because business has been good and has grown every year. This year for 2014, we're projecting it to come in about $675,000 in that range. We're projecting that to grow to about $750,000 in 2016. So the 15 and 16 numbers there are projections. And what I was trying to demonstrate is the You basically can choose which 2016 do you want. The first one is if we do not participate with the county. The second one is if we fully fund the county out of our existing assessment. The last one is if we add 1% on top of everything else. And the second to the last one is split the middle. Half of it comes out of our existing assessment and half of it comes out of new money. If you look at the second 2016, where the funding comes entirely out of our assessment, our existing assessment, so there's no increase to anybody, I don't know how many years, because it's a long-standing relationship. Do you as hoteliers want to take the first 2016 and keep going the way we're going, or do we want to take a chunk of money and we can raise it in any three ways, including ways that will cost nothing more, and pick up and participate in the business plan that Stacy has put together. So I think what we really need to do is focus on that business plan. If you like the business plan, then we go with that business plan, and we change what we're doing, and we participate in that, and we can figure out how to finance it later. I'm just demonstrating it's very financeable. So I'd say let's really focus on the business here and not how to pay for it, not on the 1%. Let's focus on, is this the best opportunity for us in Morro Bay moving forward? We picked 2016 because it's going to take a year to put this thing together. So we're figuring for fiscal 2016, which begins 14 months from now. It's not that far away. That's when this would all take effect. And I'd just like to add one other thought, because I'm not a hotelier. I'm not invested in this. I have no skin in the game. I'm the finance guy. I think when you're looking at a strategic situation like we're looking at here, this is a big change, this is a big strategic move, we ought to look at all alternatives. And I can think of at least two other alternatives that probably ought to be considered at this time, as long as we're looking at this county alternative. One of them is, somebody could say, maybe we should just reduce the TBID to 2%, because we've grown so much, we've got $300,000 a year more now than we used to have, so let's take them back to the 2010 level, something like that. I would hope the hoteliers would not support that view. If I was invested, I would be looking at having just achieved a 36% growth in my revenues over the last 4 years. And I would probably say at least some of that has got to do with the TBID. So I probably don't want to change that formula. That seems to be working. Another thing that I may look at in my making at the point of this kind of strategic decision is there someplace else I should put this $250,000? Just as I thought, I'm just putting it out there, but what if you took the $250,000 and invested it in this building and turned this thing over a couple of years with some of our money, some grant money, and maybe some participation from the city here into an absolutely first-class conference center? I mean, you've got seating for 160 people, lecture room for 300. You've got a kitchen. You've got a barbecue outside and patio. You've got parking. You've got an awful lot of things that work. So, you know, is there anything else we should be looking at to use this money for? To me, at strategic decision time, you've just got to think outside the box, put everything on the table, and consider everything. So we're asking the hoteliers to get as informed as you can on Stacy's plan. She's got, I don't know, 60 pages of business plan. It's very, very comprehensive. So we need to really look at that and evaluate that as part of our strategic decision process.
Because today is Thursday, I wanted to add in that by Monday, we will be sending to all the hoteliers through Brent and same email. And that's what we really want you to dive into prior to receiving the survey in about 21 days. And at that point, I'm going to turn it back to Michelle so we can open up for questions and answers. And if we can't answer your question, we definitely have Stacy here to be able to dive in head first and assist with that. Thank you.
Okay, so a lot to chew. Some of you are kind of aware of this. We've had several meetings before on this. Obviously, some of this might be the first time you've seen this. So I kind of, right now is where we're asking for your feedback, and we're asking for you to give us questions, answers, hate it, love it, we're crazy, we're not crazy, whatever it is. Now is kind of the time we're asking for that feedback, because it's important that we educate and understand and know what it is before we make a decision. No matter what the decision is, it needs to be an informed and educated decision. So I'm going to kind of open it back up to the floor. What I'm going to ask is that if you want to speak, we have a spare mic that I can go around the room with, or there's mics here on the table. So I don't know if anybody has any questions first. Johnny? Yep, just push that button and you'll get a green light. And say your name for the record, please.
Johnny Biagini, Biagini Marketing Strategies. First question is the timing of the vote. I know that you want this sort of preliminary vote to be taken in 21 days or so. How does that fit? How does Morro Bay's vote then fit with other municipalities voting in this issue?
There have been some straw polls taken, but Stacy would better be able to answer that.
Sure. Happy to discuss the timeline that we're currently on, and this is just updated as of yesterday based on where we are with the process. The task force has looked at the management plan, given their first review of that plan. We're getting those edits put together. I'm giving you a lot of detail here just to get to the point of what our timing is. That plan then should be available when the task force feels comfortable with it, which will be another week to 10 days, that plan will then go out to constituents, which then reviews governance structure, as Joan had highlighted here. We are asking for all feedback on that plan by the end of May. That then allows us to begin the petition process of petitioning the hoteliers on where they would like to see if they would like to be in or out of this. Then we can go to city councils to then get their adoption of the resolution, which is looking like September, October timeframe, with county hearings happening in October, November to wrap this up by the end of the year.
And will those petitions be written petitions?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Johnny. Yes, go ahead, Alex.
I just want to make sure this is clear, that we already supporting you $40-something thousand a year, which is about 0.5% of our budget as of this time. So it's not that we're not supporting this organization. It's just, I think she's coming back and saying, I don't want to be coming every year, ask for money, and let's, you know, setting some sort of a plan for next 5 years so we can move forward different ways. So I think that's really the bottom line I think you're asking us. And, of course,
it was under the tourism umbrella. So traditionally, I think the city council's given as little as $10,000 in the past, and as high, I think it was higher, but we're at $45,000 a year currently. That will not, we will not continue to pay the $45,000 once the 1% is assessed, but it would be 1% of our assessment, which is around the, obviously, the more TOT we make, the more revenue they make as well. But currently, it'd probably be around $250,000 that would be turned over to the Visit San Luis Obispo. So that is good. Thank you, Alex, for making that point. So everybody has a little bit of background history on that. Turn it back over to the floor. John Solu.
Thank you. John Solu, business owner of Morro Bay. I think one of the things is that I'm looking around the room as to how many people really follow what has been going on. Other than maybe Johnny and myself and the board, none of the other owners really understand what Stacy is trying to sell us. And so to ask for feedback today is really not a good thing to do, because I think all the rest of the owners here need to know what Stacy is selling us, number one. And number two, and I love John Myers and his assessments, but there's going to be a $2+ million machine, marketing machine, at the end of this. We can look at it this way too, that if we don't participate, the whole county will be with a $2 million machine and there's no Morro Bay. So look at it that way too. So just look at the building and so forth. So I think maybe your question, or what you want to ask us, is number one, do we want to participate? And number two, if we do want to participate, which of the three do we want to choose? I think it should be a two-part question rather than saying, which one do you want to do? Because I think you're going to get a lot of different answers that way if you go this way. But I think the first thing is, because the bottom line struggle has to be the board making the final decision based on what the constituents or the stakeholders are asking you to do. So I really think that this thing with Stacy, and if there's even a better way to communicate this to the other owners that are not here today, because there is a lot of other owners not here, maybe phoning everybody and making sure that they're making the right decision of what we're trying to do, because we love what you guys are doing. Because I'll tell you, I'm going to say a story, and John Sorghum Fry was there. Back in 2000, we celebrated collecting $1.5 million in TOT with the same number of rooms we have today. And I say that because we added Morris Shores, we added Estero Inn and Anderson, but we lost the Pelican, that thing that was in North Morro Bay. So the 900 rooms that were here in 2000, and we're creating and basically almost doubling our revenues with the same number of rooms. So that was what we were celebrating back in 2000 in the promotions committee. So I really encourage, you know, to just make that comment on the side, but I really think that this education process of what Tracy is trying to do has to be out there before we can make a final good decision on this.
Jane.
Thank you, John. Jane Beeman, I might be asked to contribute, will either be partnered with the city, which then that's how it incorporates VRBOs, and also how it incorporates CRV parks. If we take it on ourselves, it will not incorporate any money out of the RVs. It will not incorporate any money out of the VRBOs. And if we have to sustain spending $270,000, it will greatly reduce the marketing dollars that are out. You need to understand that, thing one. Thing two, I think it's a great time for Stacy to get up and say to everybody, this is what I'm going to do for Morro Bay. This is how you will benefit. Because if we're going to benefit, then we can look beyond the $27 million and see how that's going to increase, so that the $270,000 that we may have to give, we're going to be increasing that much. So I think it might be a really good time to say, for Stacy to say, this is how you're going to grow.
Joan wanted to pipe in on something.
The county has, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stacy, the county has made it pretty clear at this point that they do want vacation rentals and RV parks to play to be included.
Right. We're trying to create parity in all communities, and we know that every community in their current BID is unique in what has made sense for their particular community. So in keeping parity as we move forward, we are saying, yes, if you choose to join us with the 1%, then we are looking towards assessing our task force has identified that as any TOT generating business, which includes hotels, motels, RV parks, B&Bs, and vacation rentals. Now, here in Morro Bay, it's also been discussed quite at great length that you are already at 3%. You are the highest current BID in our community. And so the model is a little different based on the decisions that you choose to make. But I think that back to kind of bringing us maybe one step up, really what I think what we're contemplating here today is, do you want to be part of this effort or do you want to be really part of your own individual effort? I can tell you being part of this effort is going to give you so many fantastic benefits that we try to give you today, but we are not funded at a competitive level when we look at our countywide other competitive set. And that's really one of the messages I wanted to share with you today. The reason we're doing this is so we can better compete with our other countywide competitors out there, being Monterey, Santa Barbara, Sonoma, Napa, who all have at minimum $3 million that they are putting towards a countywide collective force. We have those kinds of dollars here in tourism marketing in San Luis Obispo County, but we are not putting them all towards a common streamlined effect. You have your efforts. City of San Luis Obispo has their efforts. We as the county are trying to do our best at less than $1 million right now, and really a lot of our efforts go into the coordinating factor. We're really not out there to be able to promote in a grander way the inspirational brand that we all love here about San Luis Obispo County. To Jane's point, what are you going to do for Morro Bay? I can tell you we work every single day on behalf of every constituent in this county. We've got constituents on their way home right now from IPW, which is the largest international trade show that was held in Chicago. And I haven't heard much chatter other than things are going great because I'm really good care of. What can we do to augment and enhance that? And thirdly, what can we do with other domestic markets that maybe aren't thinking about coming to the central coast of California? And how can we encourage them to come here to San Luis Obispo County? So it's really an effort of collecting our dollars to get a bigger presence outside of this area and looking at new markets that we currently cannot attack on our own.
Stacy, I want to make sure one thing is also very clear. You've been doing this for a number of years for the area, and I'm sure there's really, we appreciate your work, that's for sure. What this additional money from the funding you have right now will take you to certain level that we need to know as the hotel owners and of course the city council, that if we put in that money, what do we get for our dollars? We can still do the same thing we're doing right now, right? We're not saying you go away because that's not our intention. But for the funding that we're giving you right now and you're collecting from the different area, what this additional money that you're looking for, what would bring to us as a city of Morro Bay that we're not getting right now? That's really the question. I think that's pretty much what she's asking. Because it's not that we don't want to pay the $40,000. We will gladly be doing it every year, and we're going to continue doing that, even if this thing doesn't pass. But in addition that you're going to go out there and marketing us, we also want to make sure that we're not doing redundancy. We're putting a lot of effort in our city right now with John Group and so forth, which we're doing wonderful as far as I'm concerned. But we don't want to do also the same thing with your group, doing the same thing here. So we should get something more from you than we're getting right now. And I want to make sure that it's not redundant.
Go ahead.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, well, I think your answers are, or your questions are very good questions. And part of those answers are in the strategic marketing plan that we're going to be sending out. I have a couple of hard copies here with us today. But I just want to highlight that we're really focused on three core objectives of this plan that I think address what are we going to do for you with these expanded dollars. The first objective is we're really going to expand our countywide brand into those markets I mentioned. What else can we do in other new domestic markets, international markets? And at the end of the day, we do not own any market in California. collectively, what can we do better to really enhance that drive market between the Central Valley, Southern California, and Northern California to continue introducing new people to Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo County? So that's objective number one, expand the brand reach. Objective number two is really to manage that integration of the process to reduce duplication and increase overall collaboration. That is a very, very tall order. That means conversations with Brent, conversations with you all, that we've already started beginning. We do this a lot. I think our best example right now is Sunset Savor the Central Coast. That's an example of collaboration. What else can we do with true collaboration as we go to trade shows, as we go to looking at expanding the reach overall? So that way we can coordinate. And those are some of the discussions we're having to look at a model that we can create that common set of metrics so that I can come to you after year one and say, here's our baseline. Here's what we're looking at in terms of our overall. We'll continue to measure our programs. But I think at the end of the day, you're looking at what is the business plan here? How will increased dollars increase heads and beds and increase more dollars in my pocket? And that is a model that we're looking at right now as part of full measurability of this particular plan. So it's creating those measurable assets, managing the collaborative process, and expanding the brand overall.
Thank you, Stacy. Ken McMillan had his hand up there. So Ken, go ahead.
Is it on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ken McMillan, restaurant owner in Morro Bay. Just a couple of points that I just have to mention. This TOT, we need to think about this since it comes up in a lot of the discussions. TOT, and I'd ask John to investigate this, but TOT increase doesn't mean increase in Morro Bay business. It means that people are spending their dollars to come to Morro Bay, but they need gas and they need hotels, and that's the first thing they spend their money on. Then they all go to like a Burger King or a McDonald's and they spend it there. So we're not seeing the overall increase, I believe. We had just our round table a few weeks ago and we didn't hear anybody saying that their numbers are up like the TOT is. So we just have to worry about how is that flowing down through the rest of the city. But that's just an aside. The second thing is, and I think you've hit it, this is just vertical integration. The idea of going with the county is fine. After we just got through going through all of this and now finally getting our own tourism group, now here we go again, splitting this up and looking at divvying everything up, which is exactly what we wanted to not do. But if the county can reach out, they're like the cold call salesperson. They're the ones that are going to knock on the door of some remote location that we can't reach. Spend the dollars on that. Bring them into the point where they're looking at San Luis County. Now it's up to our group to bring them to Morro Bay. So, I mean, if it's done properly, if that integration's done properly, and let me tell you something, that's the key word, if it's the key words. If it's done properly, so far in this county, not good, you know? Everybody's got their little fiefdom. Everybody does their little thing, and never shall the twain shall meet. They just don't coordinate with each other. If you think the county can do this and can work very closely with the local organizations, then I think it's a good idea. Let them spend the money to go out there in a distant, you know, grabbing them in from international tourists and everything else. Bring them to the county, then we'll go out and grab them to Morro Bay.
Good point, Kent. Thanks. And I would say sales tax would be a way, and I know sales tax tends to run, correct me, John, a little bit behind the TOT numbers. So I want to think it's several months behind. So those sales tax figures should be coming out. I've spoken to a few restaurants myself. I always pull them, and they've been all feeling up. So, but sales tax is going to prove that, and unfortunately they're a little lag behind. Nancy, I know you had your hand up. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm asking as a vacation rental owner. I've heard you say hoteliers several times, but will you be sending the business plan and the report to all the vacation rentals?
Or network yet, but that doesn't mean it cannot be established.
Maybe they are theoretically all licensed through the city, so maybe using the city licensing list would help.
Great suggestion, Nancy. I think that's what we're going to need to do is you're right. We are going to need to get this information out to the RV parks and VRBOs. Obviously, we only assess you know, the hoteliers. So that's who's in our database. But I think what we'll do is make sure City gets this information. Maybe Christine, if you could find out who we could, who at the city level could get them out to the vacation rentals. The licensing might be the perfect opportunity, but it's going to be important that we do get this information out to them because it will affect them. Yeah, go ahead, Carla.
Carla Wixom, Morro Bay. And when we worked on the council forming the T-bid with the hoteliers and forming this partnership, the conversation happened many times over about including vacation rentals and RV parks. And there was certainly very outspoken resistance from the RV parks because they're competing with our state parks. And so they felt it was an unfair share that they would be asked to bear. So I think as you ponder these choices, looking at your participation with the county and how to do that, you step back again and say, do we continue this outreach as maybe another option of pulling the vacation rentals in and the RV parks in? And what revenue would that add to your T-bid? The TOT is already being collected, but so there's another option, and that share is going to be going to the county then, or are you going to continue doing what you're doing as been you know, spoken by Mr. Meany and some others, and just keep adding more tax dollars or more T-bid money in? It's another opportunity to look at, too.
Yeah, no, and that's why this is a big discussion, and it is, you know, that's news, it's got a big broad brush, because currently our assessment does not include those two entities, and obviously they will be with part of this, so that might be another avenue to pick up some of those dollars.
Can I also interject here? I think that's a good point that you're bringing up, but I think there's two things that also that City Council probably should consider. If you're going to get the vacation rentals in place, they also have to go through the audit that we go as the hoteliers, and we get monitored all the time as far as financially, which they're not doing now, I think, you know, to that level. And we don't know what really total revenue is get reported and which doesn't get reported. So that's a really big issue there. And at the same time, I think we probably have to expand our board if they're going to be participating to be part of the board, because if they're going to contribute the money, then they have to have a voice as well. So that's something we also need to really look at, you know, more details down the line.
Just on that topic, I think when we as a board have talked about that in the past, and as it came up, as it related to RV parks, Carla, your comment is, I think, what swayed us away was the RV parks have a very strong argument because of the state parks. And we've veered away from the vacation rentals as well, because it's like 156 small businesses. You know, we can organize 33 motels, but organizing 156 small businesses,
as we sat out in the county in the county workshops, some of the other communities have asked about vacation rentals and RV parks in Morro Bay specifically, because their communities include vacation rentals and RV parks, and so they were wondering about us, how is that written, you know, these conversations occur. And RV parks and vacation rentals are assessed in the county unincorporated area, which is Cayucas and Los Osos. So our vacation rentals actually right now, currently as it sits, have the lowest TOT rate in the county. So that's a consideration, too, on the flip side of the coin. Either way, what we really need to be considering here today in terms of feedback and flow is, again, making sure that it's information letting everyone know and understand that they'll be receiving the full marketing report and report on the TMD from Stacy, and our TBID report on the TMD from us. And be cognizant of the fact that you have a 3-week or a 21-day. You will have longer than that 21-day question and answer period, but you will have a 21-day open communication dialogue with Brent and Stacy, question and answer period prior to receiving a survey. And that survey is really a wonderful opportunity for you to give your feedback directly to us so that we can take the pulse of our community.
John.
I have a question and a statement. One is, we went through, and the board went through major hurdles to combine all the voices of tourism marketing for the city of Morro Bay by taking, not taking over, but basically putting it under one voice to have the promotions committee be controlled by one group, the visitor center by one group, and you keep saying, I hope we had something to do with this big increases that we're getting. So it's having one voice have already proven to us for the city of Morro Bay there's a success there. And I think that's the same terminology of what the county's trying to do, number one. Number two, nothing against vacation rentals and RV parks. I don't care about them based on what John Meyer said. That's Stacy's problem, not mine. I'll go back and ask a question to Stacy because Alex Amini made a comment about we'll just continue paying $40,000. What will happen if the city of Morro Bay is the only community that doesn't participate in this equation? Do we still get the same thing as we would get paying $40,000?
No, unfortunately, the way the law works with a tourism marketing district under the 94 Act, if a community does not choose to participate, there cannot be, by law, any promotions, anything that's indicative of Morro Bay. So that is something that you would choose for the next 5 years not to be part of any programming happening from a countywide level.
Johnny's got her
hand. And then you won't pay the $40,000 either. No, it would, you would just be
so
out of
the 45
it completely.
Back.
Yeah.
Johnny.
So with regards to this not being part of the TMD for Fire
County, so to address your question specifically, I'm a person, I never want to say no, but at the end of the day, there's legal language that does dictate how this works.
I mean, and this would be sort of like a separate T-bid on top of all the other T-bids, you know, put together, but, you know, would it be possible at that point to for you to accept that money and for Morro Bay to get the promotion?
Again, I'd have to advise with our legal and how that would work exactly. But our hope here is that everyone can look at the fact that we are truly looking at two very strong marketing engines to take a look at, both your local marketing engine that you have going very, very strong right now, and that you can create a more robust countywide marketing engine so we can do a better job of competing with your other countywide competitors. That's what the goal really is here today. Specifics that you're talking about can be addressed, but again, we're not prepared to answer those questions today.
John.
Just a couple of comments. I almost get the sense that the feeling is we write a check to Stacy for $250,000 and then say bye. And it's not the case. I mean, if we go that direction, a big part of Brent's job going forward is managing our partnership and representing our part of the partnership, our half of the partnership with the county. So we're actively going to be involved in this thing going forward. And a second thing here, just assume you decided to pay the $250,000 out of existing funds. Just make that assumption. The smart play is to do it. And the reason the smart play is to do that is the rest of the county is going to put up $2 million of new money. And we're going to put up $0 of new money because we're going to take it out of money we're already assessing. So we're going to get the benefit, quite truthfully, of more than $2 million of new funds being put into the pot by everybody else. You know, if you're a poker player and you're matching the pot and, you know, looking at the odds in the pot, that's exactly what we're doing here. So that probably might be the deciding factor to say this thing is a go. But I would again say you got to buy into Stacy's business plan first. And that was really talking about the money and everything. You know, take a look at what's going to come to you in your emails and understand what they're doing at the county level and make sure we want to play. It's a really a good comprehensive report. And then once you get comfortable with that, then I think the rest of the decision becomes a lot easier.
Okay, so we're getting close to time. We wanted to finish up at 12 o'clock. Does anybody have a raise of hands, questions, answers, comments on the record? Anybody want to get anything else out there? I'm kind of going once, twice. John?
I'm going to just answer what Johnny was saying here and just be blunt about this. Out of those three options, if we don't choose option one and we don't take a 1% increase to increase our, we look at it as 13 to 14%. If we choose option two or three, our TBID says we're on a yearly contract, yearly approval. In a way, indirectly, we're saying to Stacy, we're going to have a special contract with you to give you that 1%, half out of a TBID or 1%, because we're on an annual contract. So rather than waiting 2 years, we can, after 1 year, and be she'll be really pissed off at us, say we're not going to do TBID, and we don't have TBID anymore, no 1%, no 3%. So we can do it the opposite way of what Johnny Biagini was saying also. And participate in two and three right at the beginning and opt out later on instead of doing a five-year contract.
Well, excuse me, but what would likely happen after discussion with Visit Slow County and John Lambeth, what would likely happen is in the event of a 0.5% or a 1% coming from our existing monies, our current ordinance inside of Morro Bay would then be reduced by that amount of money, and we would then include that money over into the separate ordinance for the county. So we would be included in the county 5 year at a full 1%. That's how it looks. And then in Morro Bay, our ordinance would be changed and dropped either to a 2.5% or a 2%, or it would sit as it exists at a 3%.
To answer John, I think, John, if once we sign up to this, we cannot get out, bottom line. I mean, the city is pretty much going to have to sign up to this. So we are into it 5 years. So that's right. If we close up the T-bid for whatever reason, city is still responsible to pay that money.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to ask.
No, the hotels are responsible through the lodging community, not just hotels. The full lodging community would be responsible to pay that 1% for 5 years. If the TBID, which is a separate ordinance, if the TBID closes shop, and this is, I know it's logistical, but if the TBID were to close shop for whatever reason after a year or 2 years or whatever, that TMD, county marketing assessment, would still exist in our community. It is separate and equal in terms of its legality. So it's a binding five-year contract.
Does everybody understand that? So basically, if TBID went away, the hoteliers would still pay 1% for that 5 years. The TBID 2% would just go away.
Can you have Stacy say something on this?
I just wanted to comment, again, what we're focused here on today is deciding if you want to be in or out. So these details that we're talking through would be best negotiated with our legal counsel as well on board. But in simple terms, there's a couple different ways you can go about it. As Joan was mentioning, you can reduce from 3% to 2% and join the 1% with the county identity. That is one option that we've talked about. We've also went to our legal counsel to say, if you work within what you have today, how could we bind those two together? In any way, shape, or form, what we're trying to do is bind the initiatives together so that as you renew your TBID on an annual basis, ours is in place for a five-year basis, and those two work hand in hand. So this is about a partnership, and we believe that it's important to go under this new legislation of the 94 Act because of the five-year commitment. It actually has some more teeth and more responsibility that's on all of our parts to ensure that you're getting your full value for that.
Johnny.
I just have one question, and realizing that the devil is in the details is why it's so difficult to make these decisions of yes or no. But I think the elephant in the room is whether or not the council has on their agenda to increase a TOT rate. And if that's going to be entering into this decision at all. I mean, that's something that we all have to look at, and since the council's here, maybe they could give us a viewpoint.
Actually, I don't think we should be talking about that today. But I would like to ask a little bit about the administrative costs of the TMD and then also with our own bureau to determine how we'd be managing that, because I'm noticing there's an increase there and what the future of that would look like in this scenario. Oh, because of the Brown Act, we're not allowed to start that conversation.
Go ahead, Stace.
Regarding the administrative costs, that is something that has come up, and I'm getting those details right now so that we can get that clarity to you. So, again, I'm working through that particular detail as we speak.
And further along those lines, you'd be having discussions with our own bureau, and that would be a component to the plan, is how our bureau would be managing our administration along with yours and what that could look like. That would probably be helpful for the council to understand, as well as stakeholders.
Sure. Again, we're at the point where we need to decide where your bureau is planning to go with this, and we will get into that level of detail as we start to work through the process. Absolutely.
Okay, I've got two more people. I'm going to go Jane and then Ken. Jane.
Stacy, when you first presented this a couple of months ago, I had asked if you could break down the marketing plan, year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because it's common and general practice that in a startup there's higher administration costs, and as you work through a company, things shift out, the pie shift. I still haven't seen that. I would really like to see that. I think that's important for everybody here to know that what dollars in year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5 are going to go towards marketing the county as opposed to administration. So I would really appreciate that before I could make a decision. Thank you.
Ken.
Yeah, Michelle. 2 years ago, you guys raised it from 2 to 3%. Is anybody forgetting that? Now you're going from 3 to 4?
Well, that's why our just, you know,
we want to make sure all the motelers, what pay all this, understand what is going to happen. Then our 10% is going to go to 11 or 12. It always happens. So we got to be very, very careful.
And I hear you loud and clear. I would hope that the council, and I believe that if the council knows we're bringing revenue into this city, we're marketing and promoting the full destination, I would hope that they would see all the money that we're as an industry. And believe me, you've heard, if you watch the meetings, I've said how frustrated I feel that sometimes 33 businesses in the city of Morro Bay have to promote and put our money out to promote this entire destination. I would hope the city would hear that and they would not go after TOT. And I really don't think that that's the goal they want. They want more revenue coming into the city, just like anybody else in their business. They want revenue in. And we have proven that if we keep marketing and we keep working hard, we're going to bring that revenue in. Why raise something if we can bring it in by a partnership? So I would hope they'd hear that loud and clear and continue to support us and continue to have the partnership. You know, TOT is always on the table. I mean, that's something they always have to look at. But I hope that we can prove to them year after year. And maybe that's a discussion to have is, hey, if we're going to go 33 businesses and we're going to put out this money for a five-year business plan, that they would consider that, saying, you know what, you guys, we see this partnership. We see you're working to do this. We're not going to go after TOT. This council, though, can't speak for the next. And, you know, I've been in Morro Bay for 21 years, and you've got different councils that come in. So it's our job to show them what we do every day. And it's not just council. They have a job to do to the actual constituents. So everybody in this room needs to go out and voice to the people that vote and to the people that are out there that, hey, you know what, the Bureau's working for everybody, and the Bureau's trying really hard to work for everybody so that they'll go and they'll tell the council, hey, they're doing their job. Don't raise TOT. Let them provide the revenue that they need to bring in. Because the bottom line is we just want to raise revenue. All we're trying to do is the more your business does, the better the city does. I mean, that's the real true bottom line.
Everybody understands that right now, but you got to put a cap on it. Let's say they do raise it to 4%. Cap it to 7 years. We won't raise it for another 7 more years.
Right. And I think that needs to be heard loud and clear. And again, you know, for me as a hotelier, putting my hotelier hat on, I have a really hard time adding another 1% to my assessment, which is why I personally, and I'm not wearing my TBID hat right now, as a hotelier, I do not see us adding another 1%. I think it has to come out of the BID budget. That's my 2 cents on it. So,
I think you brought up a good point. Number one, going from 10 to 13% was hard for most of the hotels. Now to add another 1%, we all need to improve our properties. We really need to put the money into actual rooms that we really can market and compete with the rest of the county. We are, Stacy's great, but she's going to put people in Pismo first. She's going to put it in Paso Robo first before she's going to, and she has no choice. I mean, why would I market somewhere that the people are going to come back and call me and say, you really did a favor to me. You know, put me the worst place in town. I didn't have the best restaurant. I didn't have this and that. So we got to look at that much more details than just only $250,000 revenue as well. We need to participate. I still think that's the way we should go. I'm not against that. But we cannot expect she's going to market us as good as Pismo or Paso Robo or San Obispo because we don't have the facility to compete with those areas. Once we get there, I think it's pretty easy. You know, if we had a conference center, we have a large facility, you know, to support large group, I think we'll be great in that position. But it's going to take some time for this city to get there. But at the same time, I'm again in the same position. I don't think we should increase, the TBID numbers, you know, from 13 to 14%. We should look into finding other ways to support, you know, the 1%. That's my position.
So real quick, Ken, we were originally at 3%. We went down to 2%. We went back to 3%. And when we went to 3%, there was the caveat in there that they wouldn't raise TOT. So just so you know, we did work for you on that. Susan Stewart's had her hand up for a really long time, so I'm going to go back to Susan. If you can find a mic real quick, and then I'll go back. I know I've got everybody now raising their hands all of a sudden the last minute here, but that's good.
Hi, everybody. Susan Stewart. I've been a business owner in Morro Bay for about 7 years. And what I've found, and I used to be on the promotions committee before there was a TBID, so I know a little bit about some of this marketing stuff. My business is small, so maybe $170,000 in gross revenue for a year. But here's what I see. The TBID promotes our community. So they're getting the word out there to a much broader level than I can afford. However, I promote my business. Now it's a niche business. I have a small interest group. But the promotion that I do, the ads that I buy, reach out into our community. What I see is many visitors from all over the state, the country, and the world who are picking up my ads, maybe down in Arroyo Grande, maybe up in Paso, maybe in our own town, thanks to Ruth. But they're coming into our community because of the outreach that you're doing. And somewhere in our county, they're picking up my advertising, and they're coming to Morro Bay to see my business. So it's scary to think of that 3%, perhaps going to 2% for our own regional marketing. But if the county can take that 1% and do this much broader advertising, so they are going internationally and certainly nationally with it, so that people come into San Luis Obispo County, and then what our TBID's job is to do and our individual business job is to do is to get the word out there of what they can do when they come into our county. So presumably they would see, gee, let's go to Slo County. Then when they click on that website, look at all these little towns. Look at Morro Bay's on the coast. Morro Bay has a big rock, you know. Kind of cool. Or all these wonderful outdoor, it's in our nature things to do. Or they see there's a really great bead store in Morro Bay. Not that I'm marketing. But so I think it's scary initially. And I have to say, when I first watched your meetings about this and listened to the, like, wow, I do think adding a percentage to, you know, so going up to 14% on the tax, the bed tax, is too high. My mother's coming to town, and my sisters, they're going to be staying in somebody's hotel here. That's high. So if it can be kept at 13%, and we have good representation on this board, I think, you know, maybe the fear can be tempered with some judgment of, hey, this has really been working. And I think we have a strong board, a strong group here that can keep it working. So that's my two cents.
Thank you, Susan. Peter.
And yes. I know. Peter Beeman, a local business owner and resident. I'm confused why there isn't a fourth option there, and we're hearing these other, you know, there are other benefactors to the tourism business, and I am curious why they don't participate also. Where we're looking for another 1%, maybe that's a place to look. The T-shirt shops, the restaurants, the tours, the kayak rentals, the so on and so forth. When somebody comes to our town and stays in one of our hotels, they're going out to eat. They're going out on the various eco tours we have. They're buying a sweatshirt, a T-shirt, so on and so forth. I think the lodging business is getting tired of carrying the load, and it's just not equitable, and it's not fair. And it's a time that we start looking at other resources. City of Mammoth Lakes, I happen to know, I believe they assess those other businesses. And I think it's really time that the city council and the, you know, the players in this tourism business, and that's the primary business, really start looking at a more equitable solution. Thank you.
Completely agree. Christine.
Oh, thank you very much. The only thing I'm going to touch about Peter's comment is that I think they buy a sweatshirt more likely than a T-shirt when the fog rolls in. But I think all great points for discussion. I'm really glad everybody brought it up. But I would like, for further education and a further point of discussion, I'm probably going to look to Stacy, although I'm sure our board would also know. But collectively, could we identify for the community at large and for stakeholders, just as a reminder, what percentages all of the cities in the county pay in their TOT and where Morro Bay stands?
Sure. So I'm going to break it down. TOT, all communities in San Luis Obispo County pay 10% TOT. Then in addition, your BID in Morro Bay, you're at 3%. In Pismo Beach, you're at 1%. Atascadero is at 2%, San Luis Obispo is at 2%, Paso Robles is at 2%, and the county unincorporated area, which includes Cambria, Avila, Cayucas, San Simeon, and I'm missing Napomo, Oceano, those are at 2%. Grover Beach is the only community that does not have a BID at this point.
Basically, we are the highest.
Correct. Yes, you are.
But let's remember, we do not collect the highest. So in order for us at 3% to collect, the Pismo Beach, the other communities' budgets are actually more even with ours. So I just want to remind everyone, it doesn't mean we have more money to market and promote. So just a reminder on that caveat.
Yeah, thank you. Michelle is saying we work harder for the money we contribute. A couple of things to touch base on as we move towards closure. I want to first thank Stacy for coming out and tolerating us and understanding us and receiving the pressures that we're under very eloquently. And also, I would like to just let the everyone know in the community that originally, when this was first discussed, it was about agritourism, meaning wineries and farms and farm tourism, and there was a lot of conversation that took place from some of our coastal communities about aquatourism and aquaculture and fishing as part of that food community. And I have watched as some of the marketing has morphed, and I have to say I was skeptical at first when I saw this heavy influence on wine, because we don't have wine grapes in Morro Bay. We like to drink a lot of wine grapes in Morro Bay, but we don't have any that we're growing here. So I was very pleased to see that as the marketing plan moved forward, it now includes a heavy segment on the coastal and specifically the North Coast influence, meaning basically get off Highway 1 at San Luis Obispo and look at the North Coast. And it does include in that foodiness a lot of the fishing and the aquaculture. Additionally, I'd like to say that there isn't probably a hotelier in the room who wouldn't like everyone in the community to play. So one of the big drill downs, though, is to get people into that retail, restaurant and retail, because that is good for our community. It increases what we can do in terms of filling potholes and beautifying our city and bringing people back. So it is good for us all the way around to compress down on everyone. So I'm pleased, and I'd like you to remember one more time that you'll be receiving a survey and that we'd like you to voice your and the marketing plans. You'll be receiving the marketing plan from Stacy first with her whole 59-page. You'll receive our 3-page Tourism Bureau report. Then about 21 days-ish later, you will receive a survey, which we are urging you to take part in. We want to hear your voice. This is about hearing from you and you guiding us. So thank you.
So based on the survey, will the decision made, or we're going to have another meeting like this to decide what we're going to do?
After the survey. So basically, we'll take that survey. It'll come back to the board.
Okay.
Ultimately, it will be the hoteliers that will be doing the vote. But we need to kind of poll you and get a pulse so that, you know, we can let Stacy know whether the community is going to be behind this or not. And I think I want to reiterate it. I think John and Joan touched on this. Do we want to play? You know, we can figure out the financing part of it. You know, that can be determined. Do we want to play in part of this? I think that's the number one answer or question first.
Right.
How we finance it, I think, is the second part of it.
I think that's the opposite.
Yeah. Well,
first of all, can we finance it? We all want to play. But, the point is, how are we going to finance it?
Right.
I would say why not.
In any case, these are the two questions that will be coming forward to you.
Okay.
Whether which order you place them in of importance is your own personal preference, but you will be being asked those two questions, and we actually look forward to your answer.
So thank you, everybody, for coming out today. I know it's been a lot of information. There'll be a lot forthcoming. Call us, email us, get with Brent, get with Stacy, and thank you much. Oh, and eat more food. There's food over there, too, if anybody wants to eat before you go.